Well, we're delighted to have with us Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham obviously is with his dad, Billy Graham, and the Graham family there with the ministry out of North Carolina, but it's international, and with Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child. And Franklin's also very engaged in the culture and what's happening in our country politically. Call for a day of prayer for the president on June the 2nd, and we've joined him in that effort. And Franklin, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, I guess for you, this is Tim, by the way. Franklin, I guess you're in Eastern time zone, so it's good afternoon. Are you traveling now?
I'm in Syracuse, New York. I preach here tonight. We've been going through New England, seven cities, just to take the gospel back to New England. And we're finishing up here in Central New York tonight.
What seven cities?
We started off in Portland, then we were in Burlington, Vermont, Manchester, New Hampshire. Then we were down in Portsmouth of Rhode Island, New Haven, Connecticut, then here in Syracuse. I think I missed one, but anyhow. We've been preaching the gospel.
Talk about your call for prayer for the president on June 2nd.
Well, it is just something that the Lord just put on my heart. No president has ever been attacked the way President Trump has been attacked. And the hatred that Democrats and Republicans have for this man. And I believe that God put him in the presidency. There was no reason he should have won. I think it's just something that God did. And they're trying to destroy him. And I just feel that we should pray as Christians that God would watch over him and protect him, give him wisdom as he makes decisions that affects all of us, but that he should that we should just pray for him and his family. And I've asked churches, I've asked pastors to take the lead in their congregation to pray for him. I'm asking Sunday school teachers to take the lead in Sunday schools to pray for the president. I'm asking for people individually just to pray, wherever they are, just to get up and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And this Sunday, let's make this a focus just for him, that God would protect him, because if he makes a good decision, that affects all of us in a positive way. If he makes a bad decision, that hurts all of us. So we need to pray that God would give him wisdom, but just cover him and protect him from these enemies that want to destroy him, want to destroy the presidency, and I believe ultimately they want to destroy our country.
Talking to Franklin Graham, joins us from New England. And by the way, this call for prayer on June the 2nd, special day of prayer for the president that Franklin Graham has called for, and over 200 Christian leaders have joined this effort, and I'm one of the signatories there. We sent out a petition to our folks asking them to support what Franklin Graham was doing here. We had over 66,000 responses in just a couple of days, just a couple of days. So overwhelmingly, people, at least who support us here at American Family Association, also agree with you, Franklin. Hey, Ray, did you have a question for Franklin Graham?
Well, I sure did. Franklin, when you look at the problems that are in America today, and I mean, certainly politically, we see a country deeply divided and so much uncertainty and fear. What gives you hope as you think about the future of this nation in light of all the problems that we're all so aware of?
God gives me hope. He gives me hope for today, hope for tomorrow. I know that my sins are forgiven. I know that when this world comes to an end, I'm going to be in his presence. But till then, he's called us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're to tell men and women that God loves them, that Christ, Jesus Christ, came from heaven to this earth on a rescue mission, that he took our sins to the cross. He died, he shed his blood in our place, and God raised him to life. And I want people to know that if they repent, turn from their sins, and believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will be saved, and they'll have that hope of eternal life, the same hope that I have. And so we've got a job to do. So I've got plenty of hope, and we're living in a very dark period of world history. It's just almost like every demon in hell has been let loose. And I would just encourage people to pray for this country, pray for our president, and let's pray that God would protect him. And I don't see any way that President Trump can withstand all of these attacks without God intervening and covering him and protecting him.
Talking to Franklin Graham. So, again, folks, we're asking you to participate June 2nd for a special day of prayer for President Trump. One question, and I know Steve has one. You can stay with us a few more minutes, right, Franklin?
Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to American Family Radio, folks, on 183 stations across the country and on the Internet. Why do you think, Franklin, that you mentioned all the demons of hell? I think that was your expression a few moments ago, and certainly we're a Christian radio network, and we share your belief in the Bible and spiritual warfare. But, you know, President Trump, he doesn't come from our world. He was a celebrity. He was a New York billionaire who lived a Playboy lifestyle for most of his life.
Right.
Why do you think that these people on the other side hate him so much? He's not even an evangelical Christian as we are.
Well, he does protect Christians. Andrew Brunson would still be in prison today if it wasn't
for
Donald Trump. And religious liberty, he stands for religious liberty. He's pro-life. And they hate him for this, and they despise him for this, and they want to destroy him. And if you take this Equality Act that just went through Congress, if Hillary had been president, that would have been that she would have signed that. Mm. That'd come to her desk, and we're just one vote away from losing our nation. And when I say losing, I'm talking about. It could take 100 years to get it back. And it would take a major, maybe in a nuclear war or something, to get people to go back to their knees and begin to turn to God and call upon his name. But we're in a period of history where our leaders don't turn to God. They've turned away from God. They've taken God out of our political life. They've taken God out of schools, education. They're doing everything they can to strip God. And it was God leading the pilgrims. It was God leading our forefathers that built this nation to be the greatest nation on the face of this earth. And now we have politicians that are trying to strip all that away and destroy our country. And that's why we need to pray. And this prayer is urgent. This isn't just, oh, if you got time, how about muttering a prayer? Mm-hmm. This prayer is not an endorsement of Donald Trump. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you to pray for him, that God would do his will and his purpose.
Right.
Franklin, Steve Jordahl here. You have occasion or privilege to counsel with the president, and I don't know if, without betraying any confidences, can you give us a sense of where you'd gauge his spiritual journey as he goes? I know he has said that he is very appreciative of prayers like this.
No question. He's very appreciative of prayers like this. He welcomes Christians in his circle, inner circle. So many of his cabinet members are evangelicals. Vice President Mike Pence. There are many, many Christians in the White House, which gives me great comfort, knowing that they are advising the president and giving him their counsel. Now, he does, no question, has a faith. He believes in God. There's no question that. He was raised Presbyterian. That's his reference point. That's his background. But he believes God, and he believes in Jesus Christ. So that's where he is. Now, as far as a person, the depth of their faith and how far they've journeyed, only the Lord knows those things.
Yeah.
But we do have a president who supports what we stand for and what we believe.
Talking to Franklin Graham, joins us from New England. He's on a seven-city swing there, preaching and having events, leading people to Christ. Franklin, I don't know if you remember this or not. You meet so many people, but I was in the White House with you last August for that dinner. You remember that? Okay,
that's right.
So
I remember that. Yeah.
You and I had never met personally, but it was in one of those colored rooms, green or blue or one of them. Anyway, with the one with the big with the one with the oval. Window.
It's called the Oval Office.
That's a different part of the building. Anyway, you and I are chatting, and just you and I are chatting, and one of the servants, as that's what you call them, bring over some of the hors d'oeuvres, right? And hand me a hors d'oeuvre, and I take it, and Franklin says to me, you know that napkin's cloth, don't you? I think you said cloth or linen or something.
Yeah, it's linen.
Linen. That's cloth, what you said. You said to me, you know that napkin's linen, don't you? And I was like, you're pulling my leg. Uh-huh. You know, I thought you were fixing to say something fun. You know,
I think I told you to take it with you.
You did, and I did. It's at my house. It's at my house.
But had Franklin not told you that, it probably would have been in the trash,
never to be washed again. But I would have probably. Yeah. But that was amazing. The White House napkins are made of linen. Anyway,
yep, they sure are.
All right. Well, listen, Franklin. Thank you so much, brother, for your leadership in this effort. And I know our listeners will join you. For a special prayer for the president on June the 2nd, which is Sunday.
Yes, sir.
God bless your efforts.
Thank you.
Okay,
God
bye-bye.
Bless you. Thank you, guys. Bye.